Josh Allen christened the new Highmark Stadium, going 6 of 8 for 111 yards and a touchdown in Saturday's 29-14 win over Carolina. And then DJ Moore and Keon Coleman both limped off the field he had just opened. In July, we said Buffalo made the strangest firing of the offseason, trading a known defensive floor for Jim Leonhard's theoretical ceiling. And last Sunday, we called it complicated, with the arrow pointing up. 2 weeks of camp reporting had the new 3-4 winning days, and Allen praising the thing that kept beating him. We left two watch items, the Gardner-Johnson injury resolving as cleanly as the team suggested, and the install's first real test against somebody else. The test arrived Saturday with a ribbon on it, the first game ever played at the new Highmark Stadium. The $2.1 billion building got a preseason christening a season ahead of schedule, and the first game of Joe Brady's head coaching career. Buffalo beat the Carolina Panthers 29-14. Allen played two series and went 6 of 8 for 111 yards, opening the stadium's history with a 21-yard play-action completion to Khalil Shakir and closing his own night with a 9-yard scramble drill touchdown to Keon Coleman, per the Associated Press. The AP's frame, Allen getting comfortable in the new building, is preseason-sized praise for a preseason-sized sample. But 111 yards on 8 throws across 2 drives is the shape you want the sample to take. The defense is the July question, and Leonhard had already told the Niagara Gazette's Nick Sabato why the starters would play. It's always good to play another offense. It's not what you've seen every day. And the sharper version? It's the first opportunity to finish, getting guys on the ground in live situations, making plays on the ball. The finishing showed up. Connie Walker read a screen before the snap and intercepted Kenny Pickett to set up a Frank Gore Jr. touchdown run. Rookie contract tackle Dion Walker had a sack and a tackle for loss. Mike Dana stacked 2 fourth quarter sacks, and Carolina's first offense went 3 and out on all 3 of its drives. The Panthers' own site confirms it. The caveats belong in the same breath. Carolina played without both starting guards, and a home preseason opener is a friendly building, not a hostile one. The blemish was specific, too. Jalen Phillips pressured Allen on the opening drive and combined with Princely Umanmielen for a red zone sack, a reminder that the offensive line will face better fronts than it saw in Pittsburgh. The injuries are the story nobody ordered. DJ Moore, the offseason's one big addition and the whole of July's man coverage thesis, played 2 drives and looked like the thesis. 3 catches for 61 yards, including a 32-yarder that stood as the game's longest play, and an 18-yard sideline catch that converted a 3rd and 15, per the AP and Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI. Then he grabbed at his ankle after the 3rd catch, exited, and did not return, though he walked off under his own power. Brady afterward, "When I talked with him, he said he was good, so we'll see what tomorrow looks like." One drive later, Coleman left too. An apparent lower body injury after his touchdown. Brady again, "They were both good. We'll see what the medical ends up looking like." No imaging results reached anything we can attribute by Sunday, so the honest status on both is unconfirmed but trending fine. Add rookie receiver Skylar Bell, held out with a previously undisclosed lower body issue Brady said would not have kept him out of a regular season game, and the receiver room suddenly holds the roster's most open medical files. The camp week behind the game, briskly. Tuesday's practice extended the pattern last week's episode described. Allen hit Moore for a scramble drill touchdown, and Dalton Kincaid for another, per the team's Day 10 notebook. While Tyler Bass went 6 for 6 before making field goals of 33, 46, and 29 yards Saturday, with one miss. D. Alford intercepted a throw aimed at Coleman, his second pick of camp, while still absorbing nickel work. Leonhard's stated priority remains tackling, tackling, tackling. Joshua Palmer, healthy after missing 5 games last season. "I feel good. My body feels good. I'm well recovered. I'm flying around." And the Gardner-Johnson watch item resolved mostly clean, carted off August 1st, back at practice 5 days later, telling News 10 NBC's Ian Mills, "Health is wealth," with Leonhard saying he will walk the line and cross it. What we could not confirm is whether Gardner-Johnson played Saturday. No reporting we found says either way. Does the July framing hold? Complicated. The theoretical ceiling produced its first live evidence, an interception and stacked sacks and 3 straight 3-and-outs forced, but against a diminished opponent, while the offense's one big addition left the field holding his ankle. What would change it? the medical word on Moore and Coleman before Saturday's trip to face the Browns in Cleveland, and whether the Leonhard defense travels for its first road look. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.